You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, anybody watching on Facebook Live can watch me freak out about the gray hair I have on the back of my head that I just discovered. Now, Mark, you were going to ask me a question. Roll, what was the question?
No, I was asking if there's a kind of, if there was a delay on your...
Apparently, there's like 5 seconds.
Oh, looks longer on mine. But
yeah, that's okay. Yeah, okay. There is a delay.
No worries.
No, I'm talking about the thing. On this
I won't
thing,
curse.
Don't. If you don't, it gets out over the air unless Wanda knows
no
beforehand
way.
Anyway. We're not going
to
curse.
We have to signal her before we let one fly?
Hey, now. Now, listen. You know what the signal is. Hey, now. So anyway, listen. We've got Adam Von Romer. Adam is a longtime listener, first-time appearance on the show. Adam was the president of the CCIMs in Broward County. He's tours the country teaching. Don't you teach?
Oh, yeah.
You got a book, right?
Yeah, well, yeah.
What's the book about?
Getting started in commercial real estate, basically.
But why don't we talk about that?
I'd love to.
All right.
What another softball.
Should we get started?
I'd love to.
All right. So I know that we have a lot of people that are involved in residential real estate that mm-hmm. listen to the show. I know we've got a lot of entrepreneurs that are interested in getting involved in real estate. And so what would be the first step that you would advise somebody to do if they were going to get involved in real estate other than getting a subscription to CoStart?
Nice one.
Wow.
I like that. I wove that right in there.
You know, that's kind of a good question. I did a little series about, you know, how to get started in commercial real estate. I think the biggest thing for somebody who's getting into the business is to really find somebody who's already in the business to mentor them.
Yeah, I mean, always say
somebody who's actually doing it.
Yes, it's always a mentorship business, and you got to go
Absolutely.
On dates. You don't know what the person's like until they grab for your commission.
Yeah, well, the other thing is you got the big nationals. You've got the mid-market companies,
yeah.
And then you've got all the guys at the bottom that
no,
either
you've got boutiques. They're not at the bottom. They're doing something different.
I was going to say they're kind of at the lower, let's say the lower end of the spectrum, because they tend to broker smaller transactions. They tend to be one-man shops.
So we'll call them the smaller end of the spectrum.
The smaller end of the spectrum.
I prefer that.
That's fine.
Okay.
But where do you go?
Money with those people.
Right.
Oh yeah. But where do you go as a new agent?
You've got to find somebody that can be your peerless leader.
Yeah. And big companies have training, but you know, it's kind of like, there you go. God bless you. Have at it.
Right.
Mid-market companies, they're too busy doing their own deals, and the boutiques, the broker's out doing his own thing all the time. So neophytes just got real difficulty getting started. And listen, you know, as well as I do, first 3 years are critical.
Oh, my gosh. If you set your mark, you set who you are. The people
yeah.
that you're growing up with in the business will be your people that you're with for your whole life. That's us.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I've known you for a long time. I didn't have gray hair, and you did have hair when
exactly.
I met you. Exactly. So somebody's picked a good mentor. What's mm-hmm. next?
Next, you know, you've got to learn the market. Get out there and drive the market.
Oh, another plug for CoStart.
Yeah.
You get your CoStart app there.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my phone.
CoStar is coming to the iPhone.
Well, I have it on my iPad at the house.
CoStar is coming to the iPhone.
Yeah? Nice.
It's an iPad, but we're changing it all up.
And yeah, because I have it on the iPad.
Become millennial friendly.
It's in testing, yes.
Well,
awesome.
Listen, you know what? The beauty of
and
this.
And Jim friendly.
Here's my big CoStar plug. The beauty of this is if you don't have any buyers and sellers, but you've got CoStar in the office, guess what? Open that baby up and go to work.
Yep.
They've got the name. They've got the phone number. And if you think about it, they've got who bought what, who sold what. So does the seller have anything else they want to sell? Do they have an odd duck? Does the buyer have additional appetite? It's all there.
Customer of mine, she's a broker. Her and her partner, mm-hmm. she goes into CoStar. She researches and gets all the sellers.
Mm-hmm.
And her partner gets all the buyers. And it's all about using their time more efficiently and effectively.
And arbitraging the information.
Arbitrage.
Well, think about it. Back when we were kids, I mean, you had to go to the county courthouse.
I used an abacus.
You microfiche the ownership, send off the letter to Tallahassee, wait, you know, 7 to 10 days for something to come back. You know, now you're sitting at your desk and you go, okay, here we go. Let's hop on this. Let's take a look at that.
Let's call that guy, and he's gone for the next month and a half in his house in Aspen or wherever.
Huh.
And you ask him, how's his house in Aspen?
Yeah, that's what we're working for. That's what we're all working for.
But oh, yeah.
Yeah, big issue. Got to get a mentor. Got into a company that trains and supports. That's really critical. and really, you need to be, you know, you need to kind of face some facts. If you're not going to get that, you're toast. You're absolute toast.
Well, the other thing is being an expert, right? That's what sort of what you're talking about. Be an expert at something.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You've got to specialize. You know this. You cannot have enough knowledge to be functionally conversant in all the five major product types, in all the markets and submarkets in South Florida.
Unless you're Jim Freed.
Well, that goes without saying. And have the answer to those deal killer problems. There's just no way you can handle it. There's no way any one person can master all of those.
No, it used to be when I first got in the business, I graduated UF, I went to Orlando, lived in Orlando, did market studies for one of the big accounting firms, and you could still count the number of the office buildings in the Orlando market on about 12 pages in a book. Mm-hmm. So you could literally lay it out. Same thing with the shopping centers, not so much the apartments, but you could drive around and we could do a market study from a windshield. And really learned the business by doing that. I worked for the big accounting firm and I learned how to manage and arbitrage what? Information.
Absolutely.
Can't believe you didn't start CoStar. You had Orlando right there.
Yeah.
Well, all I can say is that I was CoStar before there was CoStar, because I would take all the information sources, I would pull them, I would cross-check them. I was your licensed analyst, whatever guy you have or lady that you have now. I know exactly where they're coming from. I'd call them up. I'd go, "Hi, my name's Jim. I'm doing an appraisal. Would you mind if I asked you a few more questions?"
Exactly.
Bam!
Hey, it happens, man.
Actually, they'd say, "If you provide me with a copy of your study, I'm happy to answer your questions." And that's how it gets started.
You know what? That's one of the things that always baffled me is there are people, companies in our area that won't respond to a call from an appraiser. Mm-hmm. And that's just stupid.
Well, that's opting out of being in the community. And part of being in the real estate business is being in the community. One of the things that CoStar is, and here you go, just keep this one for yourself, is it creates the ecology for what the real estate business can be. It's the environment. Mm-hmm. It's a real map and representation in real time of what's going on. In days before where we used spreadsheets and slide rules and Kazarai like that, the compact computer with the little green square. You remember schlepping that baby around?
Yeah, nice save there.
I did. Nice I save. Did. I saved it right there. But, you know, so that's why I really was thrilled when, you know, Mark came in and he popped me out of my 20th century vision of what he did.
It was actually a 19th century.
19th century.
Sorry.
That's all right. I didn't bring my plume with me that day. Right. But listen, we're going to take a break because I want to have another good size session, you know, segment after this. So I know, Mark, can you stick with us one more time? I don't want your lady out there melting like an ice cube.
I love you, Sheena. Just give me a few more minutes.
Okay. Sheena, give us a couple more minutes. Adam, you're willing to stay?
Well, of course. I mean, I didn't come down here for a couple minutes.
I know. You're the
best. I want the whole party, man.
You've been at the beginning of the party. You'll be at the end of the party. We're having a party. The party's about real estate, how you can make money in real estate. We've got great ideas, great experience, great folks. And I got to just say this. I think we're having great fun. So we're going to have some more information you can use if you stick around for just one more segment. Wanda, take it away, babe.